Welcome.
Welcome along. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Anthony?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And welcome to all of you as well. We're talking about applying ALM with Visual Studio 2012. It's a jump start for the exam, so get ready. It's a long day and we've got a lot to cover. We're going to get it all covered, aren't we?
Looking forward to it. It'll keep us nice and busy and hopefully keep you a bit entertained as well at the same time.
I hope so. So my name is Stephen Borg, and I'm the co-founder and strategy at a company called Northwest Cadence. And at Northwest Cadence, what I do is specialize in helping organizations adopt lean and agile principles. So my background comes from a lot around Team Foundation Server. And prior to that, some other stuff in competitive tools before I found the beauty of TFS back in 2005. I've been an ALM MVP since 2005. And I work predominantly in Scrum and Kanban are two of my specialties that I work in.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. So you were a VSTS MVP, one of the first ones, weren't you?
Yes, first five, one of the first five.
Fantastic, I was a year later. So my name is Anthony Borton. I'm a Visual Studio ALM MVP and instructor. You may hear from my accent that I'm Australian, so I have the pleasure of coming up to Redmond 5-6 times a year, so I get to visit the Pacific Northwest, Steve's home.
Ah, it's a beautiful place.
I have developed a number of courses, delivered those around the world in TFS 2005 and 2005, 2008, 2010, 2012.
2012 like update one, update two.
I am a Microsoft certified trainer. I've been a certified trainer since 96, and I did my first exam in 1993. Guess what exam it was, Steve?
93, I don't know, probably VB4.
Exam 001, the very first Microsoft exam.
No way.
It was MS-DOS 5 and microcomputer hardware. and it was a prerequisite to get certification in Microsoft Word 2.
So you are an exam expert.
I've now done 58 exams, which is not a sign of any particular intellect or gift. It's just a stubborn guy, I guess. So it's just a little bit about me.
Excellent.
But I'm really looking forward to this.
And I think because this exam covers a lot of Scrum, that we have a total asset in you as well here.
Excellent. So I am a certified Scrum developer trainer.
Yep.
And I was, in fact, Australia's first certified Scrum developer trainer. So a bit of background in that as well.
Good. Good. Here's some of our course topics, and I'm going to go through these quickly, but just so that you can anchor yourself in what we're going to cover today. A quick introduction, which we're in right now, a little bit on an exam overview, and then defining an effective end-to-end software development lifecycle. From there, I'm going to turn it over to Anthony, who will be talking about defining an ALM process. And in there, we're going to talk about a lot of different processes. We'll move into looking at an iteration and defining and planning iterations, and then moving to defining value, things like requirements and such like that.
Yes.
Then moving on to maybe a little bit more tool-focused topics in developing customer value with high quality, and then one near and dear to my heart, which is integrating development and operations. It's kind of those last walls that we need to beat down to kind of get that smooth flow of value out to the customers. And then we're going to wrap up, and that'll be the end of the day.
A busy day for us.
It is. Some expectations, Anthony.
So in terms of those expectations, in terms of the target audience, the people we expect to be along here today, IT professionals that help streamline activities across all roles throughout the entire development lifecycle, IT professionals studying to take the 70498 exam. So I guess that's the people that we really expect to be here. The suggested prerequisites or supporting material would be anything around ALM experience. So if you've been involved in a software development team in any of the roles, a developer, tester, BA, any of those things I think would work just fine. So if you've had some of that background experience, that's going to make things just a whole lot easier for you.
That's absolutely true, especially with this exam. I'd like to also invite you to join the Microsoft Virtual Academy. That's free online learning tailored for IT pros and developers. There's over 1 million registered users, so you'd be in fantastic company. And given that kind of volume, you know that Microsoft's making an investment in keeping that up to date and current with a lot of their technologies and to keep you educated. So you can also earn while you learn. You can get 50 MVA points for this event. Absolutely. To do so, visit this URL. It's aka.microsoft or aka.ms/MVA-voucher. That'll get you there. You can sign in. And then enter this code. It's ALM498.
Excellent.
Do we get any credit when they sign up? Is this anything that we get anything?
I don't know. I think I want 50 points as well.
I know.
We'll
absolutely
have to do that during a break.
That's it.
All right.
Let's get in to the topics.
Excellent. Well, I'll make a start here. Let's have a look at the exam overview. So in this particular module, what I want to do is go through a look at just an overview of the certification, just to give you a little bit of background there. We'll go through a summary of what's in that exam, briefly touch on the skills being measured. And as I go through those skills being measured, this is really how Steve and I are going to break up the presentation through the course of the day. So let's have a look at the certification overview. So the certification overview, the new MCSD. So I remember getting MCSD way back when. It was quite a while ago. And then, of course, with the 2010 releases, MCSD just disappeared. So it's back again. Isn't this great?
It's
like an old friend come back home to us yet again. So what we have here is a new certification, the Microsoft Certified Solution Developer Application Lifecycle Management. Now, that particular certification requires three exams. Those exams, 7496, Administering Visual Studio Team Foundation Server 2012, 7497, Software Testing with Visual Studio 2012, and of course, the one that we're here for today, 7498, Delivering Continuous Value with Visual Studio 2012 Application Lifecycle Management. Whew, that's a title.
That is a big title.
Once you've passed all of those three exams, that's what you need to get that certification. So I did that. I think the certification was only announced earlier this year, but those three exams have been available since last year, in fact.
How would you take those exams? What's the order in which you'd take those?
Excellent question. So I guess the order that I would take those would, well, personally, I would probably look at a strategy that sees this. Pick the one that you're most comfortable with. Pick your favorite. I like to get that early run on the board. I don't think there's any technical dependency there. I don't know that they're ordered in terms of a technical difficulty. So my strategy, pick the one I was strongest with, which I'd been doing a lot of work with the testing tools. So what I chose to do there was to use the my knowledge of the testing tools to get out there, get that one on the board, get a good solid pass mark, and then I worked on the others. How about you?
I'd recommend taking this exam, 498. It was one of my favorites. I love taking it. Besides, you're here today. No better time than just take this lesson and run it right into an exam, potentially tomorrow.
Absolutely. Why not?
Potentially tomorrow. Run it through. Get that early win on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We'll talk a little bit more about some strategies as well. But that would be my recommendation is nail this one first, since you're here. And then take them at whatever you want.
Absolutely right.
But I wouldn't. If I really knew test, I'd maybe take test first, too. I don't know.
Choose the best. Agreed.
Choose the best.
All right. So in the next section, we want to have a look at a quick summary of the exam. So I've put a hyperlink up here. So to get to the Microsoft exam preparation site, or for this particular exam, there's a nice little convenient shortcut there for you to use. The exam code, 7498, is the one we're talking about. Now, the primary audience listed on that site is IT professionals. Steve, what do you think about that?
I think it doesn't necessarily make sense. It mm-hmm. did with the TFS Administrator exam.
Sure.
But this one really focuses on understanding the people in the organization mm-hmm. and being able to create and define a nice process that will get rid of waste, minimize delays, and deliver value to the customers. IT professionals fit that role, right?
Of course.
In operations, they're very important people. But I think that IT developers fit that role as well, and IT decision makers. I think there's a lot of people that belong on that list.
And I think one of the things that I found was that really assisted me in getting through this exam was, I suppose, I've been in many of the different roles in software development teams. So I've been in a role that is a developer. I've fulfilled roles of tester. I've fulfilled roles of the deployment person. So one of the best things there was just a broad experience across all aspects of application lifecycle management. That was really important. So I don't know that there is any one particular audience label we can put on there that's any better than this.
I don't know. That was, I think, the problem they had. It's just all those folks.
Okay, yeah. So the pass mark's 700. So yep. 70%, what's that? You can do the maths.
35.
35 questions?
700 is not 70%. Just say the passing score is 700.
The passing score is 700.
It's not 70%.
Which works out to be 35 questions.
All right.
As part of the, and I'm hearing a no. I'm hearing a no. That's not the case. The passing score is 700.
Not tied to a percentage.
We'll leave it at that. We'll
Excellent.
Leave it at that.
Bad slide. There are. All right. We've said there are approximately 45 questions there. I think it's actually 40, isn't it?
48 was what
48
I had.
48 was it? Okay. Yep. So 48 questions there, and that exam's been out now since the 16th of October 2012. So it's been out there for just a little while now.
Yeah.
So okay. Well, that was the details for better or worse. The audience profile.
For better or worse, is right.
So candidates for this exam, and again, this is straight from that prep site. Candidates for this exam typically use Microsoft Visual Studio 2012 to keep their teams focused on customer value and to structure their organizations to deliver quality software frequently and reliably. That's actually a really good statement. I'm very, very happy with that.
I am too. It's the focus on customer value is something that you're going to have to care about deeply if you're going to pass this exam,
mm-hmm.
because it's the focus on delivering that customer value with quality and reliability, and almost as importantly as both of those, mm-hmm. with speed.
Fantastic. All right. The next thing there in terms of that audience profile, these candidates inspect and help streamline activities across all roles and throughout the entire development lifecycle. Again, that scoping term there, the entire development lifecycle. So I guess one of the traps here for people considering the exam, if you are primarily a developer, if your knowledge domain is just those development topics, then you're not going to get through this exam overly well. You've got to have that good, broad, end-to-end knowledge. And likewise, if you're more just a tester, more just a product owner, let's say, then you're going to have to make sure that you invest suitable time to upskill and sort of fill in those knowledge gaps, fill in the blanks.
Right.
Okay, would you agree with that?
I would agree 100%.
Fantastic. Okay, the qualified candidate typically has a strong understanding of the current process improvement practices,
yep.
a strong understanding of popular software development lifecycle methodologies, including Scrum, Kanban, CMMI, as well as umbrella practices such as Agile and Lean.
Now, this one I want to stress. You don't have to know absolutely everything there is to know about all software development processes, even the ones listed here. You don't have to know Scrum in absolute depth or Kanban in absolute depth. And you certainly don't need to know things around some of the waterfall methodologies that have existed for a long time. You need to know some key elements and key points, but don't beat yourself up if you know one methodology well and the others fairly well or a little bit. Mm-hmm. You need to know enough. And we'll kind of attempt to guide the amount that you need to know during this presentation.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
And then the final one there, a high-level technical experience with Microsoft tools used to improve software development effectiveness. So while the topic is tool, well, I would have thought tools agnostic was a word. The net result is, I think, a good understanding of, you know, if you look at this slide plus the previous one, yeah. there is a clear mention of Visual Studio 2012 in there.
And I think it's important to remember this is a Visual Studio exam, and so mm-hmm. when you're looking at the exam, it's taking the tools and their focus and bringing them to the application lifecycle. And if you look at what Microsoft was trying to do with TFS 2012 and Visual Studio 2012, mm-hmm. it was really to break down barriers, not just between, you know, developers, but developers and testers and operations, and even bringing it forward even more to pulling out those requirements from the business analysts and bringing them into the fold as well. And so the focus of the tool is this very lean and agile development lifecycle. And so thus, I think it's important that the tool fits in for this exam.
Absolutely. All right, so let's have a look at the skills being measured. If you can have a look here, basically what we see is a good broad spread across all those topic areas, 16, 17% in each area. So again, we call this one out to basically say, make sure you have a good equal amount of knowledge in as many of those sections as you possibly can. If you are very, very strong with, say, define a software iteration, well, that's okay, but that's probably going to earn you maybe 16, 17% if you're right on top of it.
Exactly.
Now, I think from both of our experiences, I don't know that if my experience taking the exam directly matched
I think that when I look at this and this breakup of this equal division, mm-hmm. I think some of them are more focused and more critical than other ones. And it's just because they bleed more into the others, I think. So you can take a look at, for instance, develop customer value with high quality. And there's a lot of really important topics in that area. And if you can get those right, there's a lot of them that will enable you to answer some of the other ones more correctly as well. Mm-hmm. So I think they spread a lot, especially when we start talking about, you know, Scrum and Agile and Lean.
Oh, most certainly.
Yep.
So I'm just going to quickly skim through these. We don't want to drill down into them, but this is basically what our topics will look like for the rest of the day. So we're going to go into each of those segments you just saw on the previous pie chart. And then drill into each of those dot points. So, Steve, do you think we should go through those dot points or just?
I think we can look at those. Those are going to be our six main sections, the divisions. But I don't think we need to dive into detail on each of those.
I'll go through the headings.
Yep.
So to find an effective end-to-end software development lifecycle, you know, there's some points that we're going to talk about. We're going to go into defining the ALM process. This is really a big one where we're going to talk a lot about Agile and Scrum. It seemed, in my experience with this, that Agile and Scrum was a very central topic that bled across many of those segments. So quite a good coverage on this.
I agree, and I think that this is going to be a very important one. It'll be a long one to go through as well, because it's critical. Even though it says it's 16% of the exam, the ideas here span the entire exam, across the board.
Absolutely. We'll go in and have a look at defining a software iteration. So I think this is one of yours, Steve. We're going to talk about how to plan that release, define our project tracking process, and scope of process. Sorry, a little bump there. Not enough coffee so far. We'll move into define end value for the software iteration, talking about eliciting requirements, estimating, documenting those requirements, and a bit of prioritization.
Yep.
Develop customer value with high quality. So this is a good look. We've got some good demonstrations lined up there for the audience. We're going to have a look at defining code quality indicators, some things around developing code. And you don't need to be a developer per se, but picking one of those just as an example, like just code review. You know, they've done some great things with code review in 2012. What we need to be well aware of is, you know, what the value is. What's code review about? Does code review replace other forms of testing? If I was to give you a particular scenario and to say to you, well, this is the problem, what technology should we use to try and fix that? You know, you need to know, is code review a possibility or is it not? So, you know, that doesn't mean you need to know the intimate details of the code review workflow. So a lot of the things in that that development area, don't worry so much if you're not predominantly a developer. A knowledge of the tools and a knowledge of what they are and the benefits they offer, I think will be certainly more than sufficient there.
I agree 100%. And I really like about this particular module is its end-to-endness. It really spans all the way from requirements through, with a focus on delivering quality at every stage of the process, not just trying to test in quality at the end. And that's going to be a theme that runs throughout all of the presentations.
Excellent. I'm also going to talk about then how we can validate that quality and how to customize a team project. So a little bit of a fit down there, and that'll be another demonstration lined up for us. We're going to talk about how to integrate development and operations. So how to implement automated deployment process, implement pre-production and a whole lot more. What I'm going to do there is I'm going to walk you through an end-to-end demonstration of Microsoft Lab Management. And while we're looking at that technology, we'll certainly cover off those exam requirements. We'll cover, you know, what benefits it has to offer to a team. And I think, well, most teams that I've shown it to are pretty impressed.
I know I am whenever I see that demo. That's a good demo.
All right, so that's our introduction.
Fantastic.